Triple J.
It'll be a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we introduce
Black Aversion.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences.
Here's a life on Mars.
I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
No.
Check to the mic. Check, 1, 2.
Like a Version on Triple J.
It's very, very special because it's Friday and it's Like a Version, and Kyra and I are so, so excited. Mm. Joining us are Georgia, Kelly and Sarah from Camp Cope. How are you?
Hooray!
Hooray! Welcome!
Thank you.
It seems like just yesterday that we were bloody flogging Jet Fuel Don't Melt Steel Beams on the radio on the weekends. And now look at your Like a Virgin studio, laneway, bloody skyrockets.
It's a massive tour as well, right?
Yeah.
Laneway.
I'm very terrified.
Yeah. Lots of people.
You've obviously been to Laneway.
What if my pants rip?
They probably will. I know they will.
I've never been to Laneway at all.
What a way to enter.
I know.
On stage.
I'm really scared of festivals, so this is going to be petrifying.
People.
So many.
Yeah. I went to Laneway in Fremantle and they had free dry shampoo in the bathroom, so I'm really excited.
Wow.
What is dry shampoo?
Kyren.
Oh, yeah. That's
right.
Well, I
don't know.
Look at your hair. It's perfect. You don't need it.
Thanks.
It's dry shampoo. It's like shampoo, but it's not wet.
Do you need the dry shampoo on tour? You guys been touring a little bit.
I used
some last night. It was good.
Use it instead of a shower.
Yeah.
It's a shower in a can.
Yeah. Wet wipes and dry shampoo.
It's the new Lynx Africa.
I mean, that's why we got, when we got reviewed and the person said we looked weathered from a busy touring schedule because we just used dry shampoo instead of anything.
That's a brutal review. How nice of that person to remark on that.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah, Jeff, like the rest of the tour looked perfect, just like angels. And then they said, Camp Cope.
Weathered.
I mean, to be fair, we look like crumpled pieces of garbage.
Oh my God,
all the
time. Amazing.
It's not the touring. We just always look
we always look like this. Sorry.
All right. Well, you have a cover to play for us a little bit later on. That is the point of Like a Version. But first, we like you to play one of your songs. Which song are you going to play for us today?
It's called Lost Season 1.
I know it.
Oh, cool.
Tell us about this song. Where did it come from?
It was the first song I ever wrote. It was the first song I wrote after we'd started the band.
I thought you were going to say it's the first song I wrote after I saw Lost.
Gotta get this down.
So she's barely
even watched Lost. It's such a lie.
I've seen season one and half of season two, and then I lost interest.
Well,
lost
it's the name of the game.
Lost interest.
Sorry, you were saying it's the first song you wrote after you started the band.
Yeah, and the moment like we just like started playing it, it felt so right and so special. And yeah, I'm not sick of playing it yet, and that's really cool.
That's a good sign.
Yeah.
What image do you want us to have when we're listening to this song? In our head.
In bed.
I've decided I'm a serious music interviewer now.
So like you've set yourself up for a nice night in, you've made microwave nachos, you've got Netflix in front of you with the American VPN thing. And that's a good Saturday night. When
Perfect.
Everyone's at the show.
So this is a song about proxy servers, essentially.
Yes.
Well, let's get into it. In the Like a Virgin studio, this Friday morning, Camp Cope are here with their original Lost, Season 1.
Up.
Clap yourselves.
Camp Cope.
Good girls.
Bringing that original on the Like a Virgin morning, Lost Season 1. Thank you so much. I love that you play the lead bass.
Aww,
getting high up on that neck.
It's very fun. Thank you.
I mean, like, was that like a conscious decision? You're like, I'm going to just riff out and you guys deal with it? Or was it like...
It just happens in my head that way. People always ask, they're like, why do you do that? Why? How do you come up with that? And I'm like, I don't know. That's just when Georgia writes something. That's just what happens in my head. I don't know. That's how I hear it.
We kind of do it backwards. Like, I play like the low end. Kelly plays the riffing.
Mm. No one listens
to me. Like, when we started the band,
it's true. It's so true. Like, Kelly's like, we told someone in Brisbane, like, the drummer said, oh, it's, they didn't have a bass player. And we were talking about that. And I said, oh, neither do we, because Kelly doesn't listen to me anyway. And he's like, you're the rhythm section. Of course she does.
I follow George's vocals.
Yeah. Like, when we started the band, it was like neither of us could really hear Kelly in this rehearsal studio. And so we were just like, oh, you just do whatever you want.
So I just did whatever the hell I wanted.
Well, it's worked out all right. It's worked out all right. All right. After the news, we're going to have a cover. Do you have a clue? A clue?
A three-piece with no sense of direction.
Okay. Are you covering Camp Cope? Is that
Whoa!
Whoa!
How dare you, red hot.
Your song's called Lost! Your song's called Lost!
If I knew we were here to be abused,
we do want you to come back after the news. Please stay. Is it a song about a suit?
Yes.
A fancy suit? It is. Okay. Great. Wonderful. Done.
Sorted.
See you after the news.
It's gonna be a bit cryptic with this one.
Here's where we introduce
Like a Virgin.
They work hard and rhythmically.
We all have different influences. Here's a life on
Mars. I've got a lot of very important things to tell you.
I've always liked this song.
I never do any cover songs.
Not many, if any.
Do you know?
Check to the mic. Check, 1, 2.
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
Yes, it's Friday. That means it is Like a Virgin time. And if you were listening before the news, you would have heard an original from Camp Cope. Hey, Camp Cope.
Hello.
They came back. They didn't just walk out after Kyron's rudeness. We have guessed Kyron.
The jokes, guys.
Anyway, you gave us a clue. What was that clue? Just a reminder.
A three-piece with no sense of direction.
That's
Is that an okay clue?
Yeah. We've heard some fantastic guesses, and we'll find out in a moment what it actually means. But you guys have got some gigs coming up, got some stuff doing.
We always have a lot of things coming up. That's hard to remember, so remind me.
Well, you guys are playing with Pup. Puppies.
Playing with Pup.
They're such angels.
We met them a couple of years ago, and they were out here, and they're really lovely, and we were very busy over the time that their tour was on, so we couldn't unfortunately do all the shows that they wanted us to do, but we did want to do one so we could have a nice fun time with them.
Yeah,
that's at the Reverence. It's going to be really fun. I'm going to eat a burrito and play a show with Pop.
Sounds like a big night.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It seems to me like there's, amongst the sort of new wave of punk sounds, that there's quite the community. I know you're fans of Luca Brasi, is that right, as well?
Oh, we love
the Tasmanian football team.
Yeah. They're the best football team.
They're the best footy players in the whole wide world.
Have you played
every match
them?
They win.
Yeah, we played against them.
We won.
Yeah, we won. but, you know, they're still good. They got the runner-up prize. So.
Have you ever been on a tour where you're like, we hate these people?
The heartache.
I mean, can you get a bass player?
I know. Right? There's a name of a bass player.
Enemy band.
Let's start some beef.
Some trash talk on Triple J right now.
And you're wearing a Beck Stevens shirt as well.
You're to blame for the time it took me to say.
She's one of my best friends in the whole world. It's so beautiful.
Don't cry on here.
You're burst into tears.
This is Beck Stevens, the t-shirt that you're wearing, and it's up at Unearth.
Have such like a huge huge community around you, and you put out that awesome video a couple of weeks ago, It Takes One, where you got a bunch of mates to jump in on it. Can you explain the whole process behind that and what it's about?
That was so exciting. Well, we had the idea after a few incidents happened actually at the Luca Brasi shows. We've had it happen at our shows before as well, just some violence, people being really aggressive. And then when it happened on the Luca Brasi Heartaches tour, everyone was feeling really defeated and disheartened and a bit lost of what they could do. So we
What happened?
So at our show, someone was being really aggressive and kind of pushing the women forward and like just partying a bit too hard, and it was making people uncomfortable around them. At the Luca Brasi shows, there was two or three cases where women got groped in the audience and they were really, really upset by it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so we kind of brainstormed what we could do, and then we emailed out a bunch of friends, and the response was just really overwhelming, and everyone got on board, and yeah, it was beautiful.
What's been the response to the video since you put it out?
Everyone's been really supportive of it. Lots of people have shared it, and we just hope, I guess, that more people jump on board and we can get more people making videos and kind of push it a bit further. But yeah, we've even had people from the UK share it and things like that. It's been great.
I mean, it's a pretty simple message in the video. I think Lindsay summed it up really well.
When you're at a gig, don't be an idiot.
Yeah, pretty simple. Pretty simple. Pretty straightforward. Not your bits, don't touch it.
Yeah. God damn it, why didn't we say that?
No, it's great. And if you haven't seen the video, hashtag It Takes One. Get behind it. All right, you've got a cover to play for us.
We do.
The clue was a three-piece with no sense of direction. You've been adamant that it's not yourselves.
Another three-piece.
What is it? Who is it? What's the song?
It's Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Ooh, dang.
Yes, yes, yes.
And why did you choose this one?
I've wanted to play this song since I was like 16 years old. In 2010, this isn't why we chose this song, but the minute that I thought of it, I remembered this. In 2010, I slid into a fridge and broke my shoulder to this song, Maps by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
That's a good a reason as any.
And so I thought, we should cover it.
Show it to that fridge.
That is not how I thought that sentence would end.
Well, look, we like to surprise you.
Why have you wanted to play it since you were 16? What is it when you were 16 that you loved about this song so much?
This is so beautiful, and I feel like I'm singing it to Kelly and Tomo.
Aww. Because it is one of the like best love songs that's been written, I reckon, in the past 20 years.
It's so beautiful, and it's so, like, not, like, simple, but it's just, like, oh, it's so good. Such a good song.
It's a great song.
I hope
song.
We do good.
Well, not only is JoJo singing it to Kelly and Tomo, but she's going to sing it to you live now on Triple J. This is Camp Cope covering Yeah Yeah Yeahs, Maps.
Straight.
my heart. Shishata.
Yes. That is Georgia singing to Kelly and Sarah of Camp Cope and to you, Maps, originally by the Yeah Yeah Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Did that feel good? Did that feel...
Yes. It was so hard.
It's beautiful.
Lots of very high notes for you, Kelly.
Yeah, I hit like the 18th, 19th fret.
Yeah.
Do you reckon you'll pop that one out on the road?
I can't wait to play it live.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun. I feel like it's not going to sound as good without Marnie's drum kit. That beautiful Marnie from Hannah Band loaned me her drum kit, and it sounded, I think it made it sound better than when I practiced it.
Steal the kit.
Yeah, I think I will. Yeah.
Steal the kit. Camp Cope, thank you so much for coming in for Like a Version today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Triple, 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 triple.
Ow! Triple J.